welcome to another go around with Scott Powell online, number 007. I throw in the podcast number just in case you're keeping track. Spending less time on Facebook. That's the answer to yesterday's question. Now, if you don't know what the question is, that means you didn't listen to the previous podcast. So now you're going to have to find out what the question is. Okay? The rest of you, we'll do another question at the end of this show. I've been spending a little more time working around the website. I hope you've noticed. And keep looking around. Keep giving it a click. We've got more changes to come. Here's a quick little technology note I want to pass along to you, that if you are sitting in front of a computer that is still running Windows XP, it won't be long now. Microsoft has announced that their support for Windows XP will stop next month. Which doesn't mean your computer won't work anymore. It just simply means you'll no longer be getting automatic security updates from Microsoft. Now, a lot of you, that's not even going to affect you whatsoever because you've never run an update anyway. And you know who you are. But just give you a little heads up on that. Hey, go us! Wow! Good job, Team USA! I think the last I heard last night, we're up to 5 gold, 4 silver... 9 bronze. Are you doing the math? Here it is. 18 total medals as of yesterday evening. So we'll throw out a big congratulations to Merrill Davis and Charlie White for the first ever gold in ice dancing for the USA. Yeah! Go team! The job search is continuing. And yesterday, while searching around the web for opportunities, all of a sudden, boom, here came this news story concerning psychopaths and the workplace. So I found this of interest and I want to pass it along to you. You are more likely to find a psychopath in the position of a CEO. Number 2, a lawyer. Number 3, listen up, my friends in the broadcast industry. Number 3, media, TV, and radio. Now, just a little side note, after working in the media for 20 years or more, they're out there. Number 4, a salesperson. Number 5, a surgeon. Oh, that's scary, huh? Rounding out the top 10, number 6, a journalist, followed by a police officer, clergy person, a chef, and civil servants. So, if you work in any of these industries or work around any of these, look at the person next to you. Possibly a psychopath. Now, here's the good news. You're less likely to find psychopaths that are care aides, nurses, therapists, craftspersons, beauticians, stylists, charity workers, teachers, creative artists, doctors, and accountants. Just something to think about when you're at work today. Doing this alone or in a group will actually make you healthier by reducing your stress. That's our question today. Doing this alone or in a group will actually make you healthier by reducing your stress. Now keep it clean. We'll give you the answer tomorrow. So today, as we get ready to wrap things up, I want to leave you with a verse that I actually have on my identification tags that I wear whenever I'm out hiking. It's short, it's sweet, it's a good one. And that is 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. So that's it for now. Get back to your lives. We'll catch up again soon. I'm Scott Powell, online.